This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All Cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Two-thirds of this savings will go towards paying down the federal deficit, and the remaining third will support high-priority risk management and conservation programs.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The agreement generally maintains the current administration and operating subsidy structure, which is used to reimburse the companies for operating the program and is used for agent commission, but removes the possibility of windfall government payments based on high commodity price spike by limiting the level of A&O payments that the crop insurance industry can receive. However, it is indexed for inflation and includes several exemptions. Other changes were made to risk sharing between the government and companies. Companies will now have 30 days to review the draft and decide whether or not to agree to abide by its terms.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That $2 billion will be invested in Farm Bill programs, including releasing approved risk management products, such as the expansion of the Pasture, Rangeland, and Forage program, providing a good producer discount or refund, which will reduce the cost of crop insurance for some producers, increasing conservation reserve program acreage to the maximum authorized level, investing in new and amended Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program initiatives, and also investing in CRP monitoring.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The letter noted that if such program changes are necessary, USDA should structure those adjustments in a manner that does not reduce the overall baseline for commodity insurance and conservation programs.